This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. And now an interview that, frankly, I would rather not be doing, because it means saying farewell to Robin Tourneau, who has served as president and CEO of Vermont Public Radio since 2009. But at the end of this week, she'll be stepping down from her position, and that is a big change for all of us here at VPR and for Robin herself, who started working at the station in 1989 as a membership and volunteer coordinator. Coming in to succeed Robin as CEO and president is Scott Finn, formerly of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. But while still here, we wanted to take a few minutes to talk to Robin about her time at VPR and where she thinks the station is headed. Robin Tourneau, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Mitch. I'm happy to be here this last time.
Yes, indeed. Bittersweet, I think, for both of us, certainly for me. But I want to ask, you know, you started out, as I said, a membership and volunteer coordinator back in 1989. How did you get your foot in the door back then?
Oh, boy, I was 24 years old. I was just a year or so, less than a year out of college, UVM. And I was really eager to work at VPR. I'd been a public radio listener, kind of grown up in a public radio household. And so I saw an ad in the Burlington Free Press, and I still have that ad. It's like part of one of my mementos. And I applied to be the membership and volunteer coordinator, and I got it. And it was an amazing step for me to come to VPR at a time when it was quite small. There was so much that could happen, so much good that could happen, so much possibilities, you might say. And so I was able to make a big difference right away and see the organization change and grow over the past nearly three decades.
Yeah, a lot of change and a lot of growth. I mean, did you have any inkling whatsoever that it would lead to becoming president?
Never, ever, ever. I mean, when I first came to VPR, we were sort of having trouble making payroll, so I wondered if I had made the right decision way back then. It was quite a different organization. You know, I look back and say, well, yeah, I have been here for 29 years since I was 24 years old. But I think in a way the organization has been several different organizations during that time. VPR has been several different stations, and early on it was quite scrappy, you might say, kind of bootstrings, and it was bootstraps, and it was kind of like a very different organization that was more, had a lot more volunteer folks involved, and was having trouble paying the bills here and there. But you know, it worked, and VPR grew over the years, and it's now become this incredible service that now serves 229,000 listeners each week. It's quite incredible.
It is remarkable. So you've seen a great deal of movement in VPR's culture and in the media landscape that VPR has changed with over time. What kind of footing does VPR have now at a time when people are consuming news, music, entertainment in ways that probably were not even imaginable when you started in 1989?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to think that when I started way back when, and not so long ago, we thought of ourselves as Vermont Public Radio. And now it's really that we're a media organization, as is every other media organization. We're now doing, of course, so much more online, digitally, and with podcasts. And it's so it's not just the radio anymore. That's really been a huge change. And it has been the change we've seen across the landscape. And we've been trying to pay, of course, very close attention to that, to make sure that as media changes nationally, as media changes locally, that VPR is there to fill the void that we've seen over the years, and as VPR has grown its news presence, especially, but also, you know, we filled out our classical network over the past decade as well. But this is a really interesting time now, because people are individuals are willing to pay for content that really matters, and so whether it's a subscription to the New York Times or a VPR membership or a Netflix subscription, and so that change overall has been fascinating to watch, and to see other media actually use that same model of pay for content, or voluntarily to pay for free content, or through a paywall situation.
Yeah, it's one of the things we talk about during membership drives, frankly, is that, you know, VPR had this this business model of asking people for money, you know, which seems, you know, counterintuitive, a bit odd. But now you look at things like GoFundMe and yes, all these things where people, that's how movies get made sometimes.
Exactly.
Kind of amazing. So, you know, in some sense, VPR is in a good position, I think. But let me ask a little bit about the membership drives and things like that. I mean, we're basically still using the airwaves to ask people to pledge, keep the station alive and thriving. Is that a viable strategy moving forward, given all the changes we're seeing in the media landscape?
You know, we have that conversation a lot about membership drives, and it certainly right now is one of the best ways for us to draw attention to our business model, the way that VPR works, and to draw in new supporters to VPR, so new members. In the past, membership drives had been a time when we were raising a very significant amount of our revenues each year, and now it's about 25%. Of our membership revenues are through membership drives. But I think you're right, Mitch, that we have to try to continue to innovate with our membership drives, and like we have over the past several years, shortening them when possible and doing what we can to let people know that we want to keep them as short as possible, or we want to rethink them. And of course, sustaining memberships is a big part of that strategy, because the more monthly supporters that we have, the easier it is for VPR to plan and to keep our membership drives shorter.
What can you tell us about Scott Finn, who's been chosen to be your successor, his management style, personality, his philosophy about the future of public radio?
Well, I've gotten to know Scott over the years because I've served on a national board with him. We served together on Eastern Region Public Media, the board of that organization. And so I got to know Scott on phone board meetings, but also in person as we would meet once a year. And he's incredibly smart and very thoughtful. And he is so excited to come here to Vermont. I've been talking to him regularly and making sure that he is up to speed and ready to get going when he hits the ground here on Monday. So I think he'll be a very good next leader for VPR, especially because his roots are in journalism, and he has been a reporter over his years. So I think that's going to be really helpful for him in the role of CEO of VPR.
Other than chatting with me, obviously, what are you going to miss most about VPR?
Oh, there's so many people here. I mean, everyone is just fantastic. The staff of VPR is incredible. So talented, creative, an amazing bunch of dedicated individuals. And I'm certainly going to miss everybody here at VPR. And the volunteers who come in, the donors, the staff, the board. It's the people, Mitch. It's all about the people. And that's what I'm going to miss most of all.
I do have to ask. I mean, when I first heard that you were leaving, I thought, no, you can't. I really have enjoyed working with you. It's been a real pleasure. And I wondered, well, why are you doing this? Then I realized, oh, my gosh, well, you've been here almost three decades. So obviously, you know, you want to change. You're still very young. What is next for you? What do you think you're doing? Is there too soon to ask?
Well, I'm having some very, very, very interesting conversations right now about what my next career moves might be. And so I don't have an announcement right now to make, but I am very excited about my future. And I am taking some time off this summer. So I'm going to be doing some spending time outdoors and hiking and doing a little pottery, reading, spending time with my college-age kids will be home for the summer, and enjoying myself, taking a little time to decompress, you might say, to separate from VPR before diving into my next endeavor.
Calling into the membership drives, I hope, as well, when they roll around, as they inevitably will.
I will be VPR's biggest fan, absolutely, going forward, and I will, of course, continue to be a big supporter of VPR financially as well.
Well, Robin Cherneau, for one last time, I guess, although I do hope that I'll be hearing from you in the future, just as a friend and not connected with Vermont Public Radio, thank you so much
for
all your service.
Keeping in touch, Mitch. Thank you.